You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam. Bit of a situation happened over the last week with my mum, actually.
We like talking about your mum.
You do. Well, she always has weird social annoying things happen. That I like talking about on air. I confirm with her it's okay to discuss this. It's not like...
Hey, Mum. She's probably listening.
Probably. Hi, Mum.
Hey, Mum.
So, look, basically, she had this friend for a long time that I remember growing up as well, and they had a bit of a falling out about 11 years ago. Long time ago.
Yes.
The friendship ended.
Wild.
It happens, right? People come and go into your life, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Hands owned them for a very long time. Anyway, she all of a sudden, out of the blue last week, gets this phone call from this person she hasn't spoken to in 11 years. And she was like, oh, shocked, you know, like chatting with them and, you know, confused. Like, oh, yeah, and this person, like, apologised for what they'd done in the past, all this stuff. Bit weird, right? And Mum was like, how did you even, like, get my number? Like, how did you know, because they call on the home phone and stuff, you know. Mm. And the friend said, oh, well, actually, I got it off another friend of yours. And Mum was like, oh. And she called me and she was like, you know, I don't feel comfortable that this friend gave my number out so willingly to a person that they know that I've had this falling out with. And it got me thinking about, like, etiquette with this sort of stuff, right? You know, like, when is it okay to give someone's phone number to somebody else? So in this instance, you know, the friend has thought, oh, I'm doing the right thing. You know, they've asked for the number. They used to be friends. I'm going to give the number. But Mum feels like her privacy was, like, impacted by this because, you know, this person that she had a falling out with all of a sudden has the way to contact her that she didn't really want. So that sort of, it was upsetting, you know?
Yeah.
It's also this thing of it being a home phone number. You can't see the number that's calling you on a lot of those these days. And I would just feel like, at least on my mobile, I can be like, I don't know who that is, so I'm not going to answer.
Yeah.
And then if you listen to the voicemail, you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to them, block.
Yeah, you can ghost them to a point.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Whereas home phone, there's like this weird, I don't miss having a home phone.
Yeah. I don't even have one. I use my mobile for everything.
Yeah, we got rid of ours a few years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you had a friend who said, oh, you know, can I have, like Cam, if you had a friend say to you, can I just get Luke's phone number?
Yeah, like, what would you just check any toilet stall wall.
I removed all of those.
No, like, I think the big thing, like, what I would never just hand that out. The first thing you do is you check with the person. Like, the first thing you do, like, let me just check with them. Yeah. Or give them the person's number. Be like,
get
their
phone number.
I'll give it to them and they can get in contact with you.
Exactly, because it does feel like a bit of an invasion of privacy just to give out someone's phone number to somebody else without checking first.
I've got a little theory on this, but I want to hear what our listeners have to say as well. Yeah. If you were in the situation, would you give out someone else's number?
Yeah. And how would you feel if your number was given out to someone that you'd had a falling out with without your knowledge and then just call you out of the blue? Like, what would your reaction be to that?
I can tell you exactly what my reaction was after this.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You're on Big Breakfast on Joy 94.9 and we are talking about giving out a phone number for someone else. When is it acceptable?
Yeah, because a friend of my mum's basically gave her number to an ex-friend who asked for it and without asking mum's permission. So this random ex-friend who she hadn't spoken to for 11 years had this falling out with all of a sudden's like called her up and's like, hi, it's me, and like completely caught her off guard. Because a number was given out by somebody else.
That's the worst feeling. Just being caught, like, sorry, who's this?
They even did the whole guess who it is. Ooh, and Mum was like, I don't know.
Want to.
And they were like, it's me. And she was like, get effed. Like, it was like, you know.
Is that, I don't know. Hang up.
Yeah. But, so we wanted to know what you guys think. Like, is this an invasion of privacy?
Yeah, what's the etiquette around it? We've gotten a few messages through. This first one's from Dr. Shani, who said, good morning, Big Breakfast. We should never ever give out information without permission. This is how domestic violence abusers can get track of their victims. And it's so true because you can pretend to be anybody. Mm.
This is actually really true. I used to work at a business where the receipts used to have your membership details on them. And so we had someone once come in and was like, oh, it's my wife's account. Can I just get the receipt for my last purchase? Turns out it was actually someone who was angry at the social worker who had been dealing with taking his kids away, and he turned up at her house.
Chills. That's awful. We got another message through from Andy who said, "Morning, guys. I always take down the number, pass it on, and then let them decide. Love the show."
That seems like the right thing to do. Leave it with the person that's being, you know, asked about to make that decision, for sure.
Yep.
And I mean, I think, you know, my mum was upset about it because they had a falling out as well. Like, I mean, if you don't want someone in your life, the last thing you want is them calling you.
There is a reason someone doesn't have my number, because I don't want them to have it. If I wanted them to have it, then have it already.
Yeah.
Especially today in the social media world.
Exactly. So that's my theory on this. We live in a world of social media where you can put a face to a name. So if someone came up to me and said, "Can I have the number of so-and-so?" I would just go, "I think you should find them on social media. I personally know that they're on Facebook and Instagram or whatever. Go into their private messages, send them a message, and they can decide whether they want to contact you or not."
To be fair, if someone asked me for your number, I'd be like, "I don't have it. I only have it on social media."
Yeah,
I wouldn't even know the number. I'd be like, they're just in my phone as their name. Yeah. But to be fair, not everyone has social media. And true. I don't know if my mum, I know she has some social media stuff, but I don't know if it's something that she uses to contact people as well. So I think
if
it's a generational thing.
If it was someone looking for my grandparents,
well,
I would just like take them.
Find it on social media.
I'd be concerned if someone was looking for my grandparents.
My granny's selfies on social media.
Yes. And we had another message in from Craig who said, "Your mother is well within her rights to take a hit out on the friend who gave out the number."
This sounds like it's tied back to that last topic we were talking about, dodgy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's very extreme. But I will say that mum...
Craig, we'll keep your number.
I will say, just as a bit of a follow-up for this, my mum actually called the friend and said, "Why did you give out my number? That's not really okay." And the friend basically said, "Well, too bad, I do what I want. You can't tell me what to do." Oh, and they had a massive fight about it. This friend was like a total bitch to my mum and basically told her...
Well, now
her,
they're not going to talk for 11 years. So.
Exactly right. But now she's like, "I'll do what I want. I'll give you a number out if I want to. Who cares?"
Oh, my God.
Like, she was really...
If I was your mum, I'd change my number. Little Jason also sent another message through saying, "Friend A, hey, do you have friend B's phone number? I need to speak to them." Me? "Yep, I'll pass your number on to them now so they can give you a call. What time would you like them to call you?" Me to friend B, "Hey, that B who screwed your ex BF in the dunny wants your number. didn't give it to them, but here's his mum's number. Send him a scathing message and don't leave out the details about gonorrhea."
Well, I love that little Jason managed to craft a full story out of that.
Yeah, that was like...
That sounded too specific to
be
fiction.
That's very, very, very specific. Cam, you just dabbed in front of me. I'm distracted by that.
I did that deliberately to distract you.
Oh, it worked, man. You're talking about... You know, if someone asks for a friend's phone number, should you give it to them? You know, what's the etiquette?
And the general consensus is no.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Don't do it.
But Cam, this happened to you.
It's happened to me a couple of times.
Oh my God, tell me more.
So there's two instances. The first one being about 3 years into my current relationship, which was all lovely, I get a call from one of my exes from like the two relationships prior.
Oh,
I had changed my number. And he was clearly just checking in to see how it was going. Very clearly had other things on his mind.
Ooh.
And I'm like, "How'd you get this number?" And he's like, "Oh, this one, this person," who I'm not going to name them because I'm pretty sure they do actually listen still.
Oh, there you go.
This person was like, "Oh, I got it off so-and-so." And I'm like, "What?" And I absolutely went this other person. And he tried to call me another like 5 times. And it was before I'd figured out how to block. So I just had to sit there and like look at the number and be like, "I know who this is." And I had to put it in my phone as so-and-so don't answer.
Yeah.
God.
And I had to sit there and be like, "God damn it." And another one that I get is people at my work. In my business, sometimes people need to get in contact with me in a hurry, and I don't have a work phone, and I refuse to use my personal phone for that because that's how things work. And so I say email is the best way to contact me, and people always try and call me, and I'm like, no, email me only. And then someone at my office, as well as someone at one of the stores that I oversee, gave out my personal number, and I started getting called by this business that was basically trying to sell us stuff, and they would not stop. I had to block that number. They tried from two other numbers to call me, and I had to call them back and be like, "I'd like to speak to someone higher up," and then I had to like make a formal complaint.
Yeah, I mean, I hate talking on the phone anyway for any reason. Like, don't call me. You know what I mean? Just text me. Yeah.
In the business world, it is so much easier just to send an email so I can be like, right, so this is the questions that you're asking me. Let me go and find the answers for you and then get back to you. Don't open with a call.
I must say, I have a lot of respect for our receptionist at my work. So when I'm put on reception and people are like, oh, can I speak to the manager? I'm just like, what is this regarding? And then they'll tell me and I'll be like, can I take your name and number? And I'm really polite. Whereas our normal receptionist goes, nah, we're not interested. Please don't call back, and hangs up the phone. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you have, you're so ballsy.
I can't do it. I used to sway between doing that and being like, let me just check. And I'd put them on hold and I'd come back like 5-10 minutes later sorry, they're not in the business, but they will have hung up by then.
Way too polite. Because I'm like, what if my boss genuinely wants to do sales with this person? And I go, no, we're not interested, and hang up on them.
Oh, I think it reaches a point where you've dealt with that call so many times, you have no problem telling people to jump.
Yeah, I think, you know, the bottom line is with this one, if you think it's someone that you don't know would want their number or not, don't do it. Like, if Rach, if you said, can I have Cam's number? I'd probably be like, well, yeah, okay. Because, yeah. I mean, really,
yeah,
I know that we're all friends and we all, you know, he doesn't bitch about you. So
it would be that
okay.
thing, like, I have another way of reaching her as well. Like, we very clearly are all in the same group chat. So if I needed a number, it's because I need to get in contact with her immediately. Right,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's urgent. So that makes sense. Yeah, but if it was, like, someone else who I didn't really know the connection properly, I'd be like, oh, I don't know about that. Let me double check first.
And if it was an urgent thing, you would say to someone, hey, I need Cam's number because I need to tell him that his car is in front of my house on fire.
Yeah.
What's his
it
number?
Is?
Well, no.
Go, Cam, go.
I'm gone.
You're on Big Breakfast on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.